wizard rise onto his toes and start to raise his hands as he moved out to get the man from behind. Then Fish was pushing into the house, supporting the wizard, kicking the door shut behind him. He saw Smeds, was surprised. He started lowering the wizard to the floor. "How did you get in so fast?" Smeds looked at the dead man.
"Open side window."
"How come you did it that way?" The handle of a long knife stuck out under the wizard's chin. There was not much blood. Blade went straight into the brain. No chance for him to do any witch stuff while he was dying. Smed stared at the body. Now he understood the plan. Fish had sent him around back, just to get him out of the way. "You all right? How do you feel? A little shaky?"
"I'm all right. I don't feel much of anything at all."
Did he keep written counts or records? Something where he might have put down something about Timmy?
"I don't know. I never saw him do it while we were here."
"We'd better look. You start. You feeling something now?"
"Just feeling sorry for that woman after they find him."
"Yeah. Be rough for her for a while. Look around. Try not to mess things up too much, and don't take too long. We gotta get out of here." Fish went to the room where the wizard had done his interviews. Smeds rejoined him 5 minutes later, carrying a large glass jar and a couple of books.
"What the hell is that?"
"Timmy's hand. I found it in a room in the back. All kinds of weird stuff back there."
"Shit. I'm glad we took time to look."
He'd picked out a few books himself.
"Let's get the hell out of here and get rid of this stuff. Out the window. We pull it shut. It'll latch itself behind us. I'll go first, see if it's clear."
Smeds's hands shook as he poured the first mug of beer. But it had not been as hairy as he had thought it would be. Still, there was some reaction. More than Old Man Fish was showing. The hand and books had been cared for. The most dangerous strand had been clipped. Only one thing left to do. Their benefactor, the Night Stalker Corporal, came in with his beer bucket, beamed around, went for a refill.
"Shit!" Smed said. "I clean forgot. I had a date tonight."
Fish gave him a few seconds of a commiserating look, then said, "Drink up. Catch a nap. We got half the job still to do."
This audiobook has been broken into multiple parts to make the download faster. You have reached the end of a part, but not the end of the complete audiobook, so please check your library for the next part of this audiobook.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.